Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a community podcast from the Gospel Coalition. Every week, we bring on members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual question. I'm your host, Stephen Morales, and if you have questions or doubts about the Bible, life, ministry, and everything in between, you can send us your question in a direct message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have a moment, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. In today's episode, we're joined by Jen Wilkin and Taylor Turkington as they discuss the question, why train women to teach the Bible?
Why train women to teach the Bible?
Jen, I think that as we think about the church, God has gifted all his people. Mm-hmm. He's gifted men, he's gifted women. And when we look at women who have a gift of teaching, we want to equip them just like we equip all of the saints for the work of the ministry, right? That's what we see in Ephesians. Let's equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Yeah. So therefore, women who have been gifted to teach, let's help them teach better. Let's do it well.
One of the things that I've noticed that can happen in churches is we have a lot of pathways for men to get the skills that they need to teach in rooms, but we don't always have those for women as easily available. And so sometimes there's an imbalance between the rooms that are led by men and the rooms that are led by women, just simply due to the access that they may have had. And I really want to see churches develop a category for thinking about women teachers that is the way that we think about men teachers. Mm-hmm. You would never just throw someone up in front of a room, a guy up in front of a room to teach without vetting to make sure he knew how to do the job, mm-hmm. Making sure that he understood the weight of what he was doing, all those things. I want to see not just the same kinds of access, but also the same standard set for women to do this with the excellence that we ask of men.
Because the bar for Bible teaching is high.
Yes, and the cost for getting it wrong is big.
It is. This is the word of God we're talking about. So whether it is a man or a woman teaching it, we have to have those same high standards. Yeah. Therefore, we need to help women excel in their Bible interpretation and in their communication.
Well, I think women want it too. I don't think it's a question of, oh, no, I can just do this on my own. Mm-hmm. I think they want it, but they're not sure always how to get the training that they want. And I think they need permission a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They need permission. I think we forget how often there are women who've sat in the church and have not seen another woman handle the scriptures. And so they can't always even conceive of themselves taking on that role. So they need some permission and they need some tools.
Yeah, and I think they also, speaking to the idea of not seeing other women doing it, they need some models. Like, what does it look like for a woman to teach the Bible? Right. So giving them examples of what it looks like to have healthy Bible teaching. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, because sometimes it seems that they've seen these models of men doing it well, but mm-hmm. they look at other women and they're like, well, maybe I should do it like this. Maybe mm-hmm. I should do it like that. Mm-hmm. What does it look like for us to give them clear guidelines.
Right. And to talk through things about, like, yes, if you're teaching women the Bible in particular, and you're a woman doing that, then there are some ways of exploring the text that you might not do in another setting. But also then there are just ways that you explore the text no matter who is teaching whom. And I think for women, it's good for them to find that balance, because too often we have pigeonholed women teachers into one particular category of very female teaching. And like you and I, neither of us really has like a very feminine disposition mm-hmm. in the way that we actually deliver our teaching. And there should be room for those kinds of voices in these all-female environments, but also a recognition that it is special to just have this single gender learning environment. And there are, particularly when it comes to application, you can ask women to be vulnerable on a level that you not necessarily can when you're talking to a mixed crowd.
Exactly. We want to help them understand and use the scriptures well, mm-hmm. while at the same time giving them a clear understanding of what does it look like to do this to women.
Right.
That with bringing the application home to their own audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jen, what kind of resources would you recommend for women who want to be trained to teach the Bible?
Well, I think it's good to, if you're not at a place yet where you can go somewhere and get trained, which I highly recommend, and I'm hoping you're going to give some good recommendations on that. I would start by getting a good book that talks about the meta narrative, like what's the big story of the Bible, and really get that under your skin. I know it took me several years of teaching to realize that I needed that. Get yourself a decent and accessible systematic theology text that you can reference, and then get yourself a good set of commentaries or a way to find good commentaries. Like you might have to ping someone who's done this longer than you and say, where can I start? And then read the footnotes on those commentaries, because once you find someone that you like, usually their footnotes will take you to other people who are going to help in your thinking too. And then, yeah, get some training if you can.
Yes.
Like I really like, there's like a lay level conference that happens in Dallas each year. It's called Proclaim Truth. And it's an opportunity for, no matter what capacity you're leading in the study in your church, whether you're doing something administrative or you're overseeing small groups or you're the teacher, there's instruction and just practical help to help you, not just with the mechanics of teaching, but also with the mechanics of doing a Bible study in the local church.
Great. You know, those are great concepts that we want to be teaching. And they're similar to things that we're doing through the Women's Training Network here at TGC. We're bringing these regional events that really are helping women use the scriptures well.
Yeah.
And talking about how you do that in discipleship and leading a Bible study, or if you're teaching exposition, and different levels of tracks that we provide for women who are coming in with different understandings of the scripture, different experience, and wanting to have everyone have a place where they can fit. So Women's Training Network, those events are two-day intensives. We'd love to invite them to that. Another organization that's doing great work is the Simeon Trust, Charles Simeon Trust. They have events for women that are really helping women grasp the scriptures and think about how to put it together to teach it.
I get so excited talking about this. I think, what might the church be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if we were to raise up all of these women who are equipped to open and teach the scriptures?
Yes, may the Lord do that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you'd like to hear answered on this podcast, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We don't want you to miss out on future episodes, so remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All our episodes can also be found on YouTube or Instagram TV. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.